Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to ask y'all to pray with me real quick. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and redeemer. Amen. I'd like to open with a poem from my favorite poet, Nikki Giovanni. This poem doesn't have a title, so I just call it Love Is. Some people forget that love is tucking you in and kissing you goodnight, no matter how young or old you are. Some people don't remember that love is listening and laughing and asking questions, no matter your age. Few recognize that love is commitment, responsibility, no fun at all, unless love is you and me. Now, with that passage we read today, love your neighbor as yourself. Who's heard this before? I hope everybody's hands are up, because I mean, it's sort of a cultural mantra, right? A guiding principle that rolls off the tongue as if I'm teaching a 5-year-old how to behave with the other kids on his first day of kindergarten. No hitting, no name calling, no biting, things like that. Don't do things that would generally hurt other kids because it's not how you would want to be treated, is it? Now, for full disclosure, I heard something similar to this in my first week of kindergarten, not the first day, but in my first week, for nearly doing all of those things. It worked. I didn't do those things after teacher sat me down and told me, don't do those things because you don't want someone to do them to you. Teacher was right. I didn't want somebody to do them to me, so I stopped doing them. Experience is a good teacher like that. Now, this passage seems so simple, but there's so much more to it than playground lessons. And I'll admit, after having read this passage over 100 times or so, I'm usually inclined to skim through it when it comes up in my devotional study, which is part of the reason why I chose it today. Because to preach it, I needed to read it carefully, turning it under light as a jeweler turns a stone, searching for that precious angle. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now it's that last line that gets me. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Two commandments with a threefold lesson: love God, your neighbor, love yourself. This is everything, and it's the hardest thing. Now, I'm not usually one to gush like this, but I'm in a 6-month new relationship with someone who loves me in all of those parts that I have a hard time loving, and in all of those parts that I didn't think were okay to be loved growing up trans in a more conservative town. Now, she's kind, generous, fierce, really direct, and they're all qualities that I absolutely love. This relationship has unearthed abounding joy in my heart, opening me to possibilities that are at once fulfilling and terrifying. And for all of the joy, this relationship has challenged me more than any relationship I've ever had. Each day I'm challenged to listen harder, to open my heart wider. Each day I'm challenged to grow into a better version of myself, which takes sacrifice, compromise, and sometimes brutal honesty. I don't always succeed, and when I don't succeed, I am challenged to ask for forgiveness. Each day I make the decision to love because the alternative feels like misery, because this kind of lasting joy requires that I evaluate my priorities which I haven't necessarily been great at. But truth be told, I learn a little more each day. I learned to love like this by loving God. Because connection to God only comes from having a relationship with God that is rooted in this kind of love. From challenge comes growth. From growth, we get a more intimate understanding of how much we humans need connection. This love challenges us, inspiring us to be better. This love forgives when we ask for it, and this love is willing to put in the work to strengthen those bonds of connection. And it's the work between these two beings that consecrates this connection. Call it holy tension, if you will. And this love is the glue holding our society together. This love that challenges and inspires us is what holds us together, and without it, we fall apart. Now, someone once told me that pride is about celebrating love, that it's a happy occasion, and there's like no reason to get all like political and stuff, and you know, I agreed with the first part, and the second part, I kind of like cocked my ears like, what? Yes, pride is about celebrating love. It is a very joyous occasion, but its origins are in a community challenging the status quo. This parade was once a protest, and those identifying as LGBTQ+ must remember that, especially as the rights of transgender people come up for a vote this November. Love must be you and me. Together, we can celebrate the joy we find in the uniqueness of our being while challenging systems that threaten it. Love must be you and me, because apart, love becomes nothing more than a saying to be packaged and sold. Love must be you and me, because it's the bond between us that keeps us hanging on. On these two commandments hang all of the law and the prophets. So let's be love. Amen. Amen.